will soon be presented to the Senate and the American people a great decision that will determine the fate of the United States, and I think, therefore, the fate of the world for generations to come. There can be no
middle ground. There can be no middle ground here. We shall have to take the responsibility for world collaboration, or we shall have to bear the responsibility for another world conflict. No one can say how long any plan will last. Peace can endure only so long as humanity really insists upon it and is willing to work for it and sacrifice for it. As President Roosevelt spoke for the nation, the atrocities of World War II were being revealed in black and white. The idea of a new organization dedicated to maintaining peace was gaining support in a world that was weary of war. By the spring of 1945, Germany was collapsing, and hopes for peace were high. Then, on April 12th, Franklin Roosevelt died. The nation and the world were stunned. His death gave those preparing for the conference in San Francisco a deep sense of responsibility to honor his commitment to lasting peace. The sole purpose of the conference was the creation of a new charter for peace, a declaration expressing the needs and aspirations of common people. Delegates from 50 nations arrived in San Francisco for the largest diplomatic gathering the world had yet seen. The atmosphere was electric. For 2 months, the delegates labored over the details. Midway through the conference, the Allies proclaimed victory in Europe. But work on the charter continued as the war went on in the Pacific. End of June, President Truman arrived for the formal signing of the new Charter of the United Nations. In 62 days, the delegates had succeeded in composing one of the most important and eloquent documents in history. As the last signature was added to the charter, the audience responded with tears and applause. The cornerstone of the new organization was the sanctity of human rights. Foundation for peace would be justice for all.